And we're also joined by Elizabeth Burke Bryant, the Executive Director of Rhode Island Kids Count. Elizabeth Burke Bryant, good to see you.
You too, Elizabeth.
Now, perhaps the biggest news coming out of this year's SCORE report is the number of high school seniors who failed to meet the bar for a diploma under a new graduation policy in effect for the first time this year. Roughly 4,000 members of the senior class needed to retake the test. Elizabeth Burke Bryant, how'd they do?
Well, I think the data that is released today shows that 73% of this year's seniors have either passed the math section of the test or shown enough progress to meet the requirement, up from about 60% at this time last year when they first took the test as juniors. And so I think that really boils down to some key numbers, which is that means another 1,370 students improved enough to meet the graduation requirement. Of those, it looks like the numbers today are showing that 977 did that by scoring partially proficient or better on their second attempt at taking the test, and another 393 did so by making significant improvement over their 2012 score.
Now, there has been a lot of pushback against the idea of linking test scores to high school diplomas, and part of the complaint is that this penalizes students who are really being failed by their schools. I've interviewed students who say they've gotten A's and B's, and they still failed the test. After this retake, we still have seniors who have not improved enough to graduate. Do you still think this test-linked diploma system is the right way forward?
I think we really need to focus very, very carefully on those students that are still at risk based on the results the second time taking the test. I think it's really, really important that all districts provide the kind of support that students need in order to be able to pass this test, pass this requirement.
And it's worth mentioning that while critics have complained this is going to push more students out of school, in fact, what we're seeing this year is an increase in the graduation rate.
Yes, we tracked the on-time graduation rate very, very carefully, and it was good news, I think, today to see that the high school graduation rate, the on-time four-year graduation rate, is now up to 80%. That's up from 77% of students graduating on-time 4 years after they start high school with their peers. So that increase from 77% to 80% is one of the trends that's moving in the right direction with this report.
Now, Elizabeth Burke Bryant, the NECAP is also administered to elementary school students, and one of the key indicators you watch is the third grade, because that's when a lot of researchers believe there's an important turning point where students who fall behind really start to struggle to catch up. What are you seeing for this year's third graders?
Well, first, the good news is that for fourth grade reading, which measures how students are reading by the end of third grade, the NECAP scores have increased from 67% in 2009 to 71% in 2013. So that's up by 4 points. The disturbing news that's coming out in this report is third grade is showing a trend in the wrong direction. In third grade reading, we're seeing a decrease of 4 points in that same four-year period. So I think, as was announced today, there's going to have to be a really deep look at what's going on in third grade, because we certainly wouldn't want to have trends in the wrong direction affect the positive gains we're seeing in fourth grade reading scores.
Critics say we're too focused on standardized testing, and this really doesn't reflect the more important outcomes we should expect from our public schools, like creative thinking, problem solving. What do you think? What can standardized test scores tell us about the state of our public schools?
I think we really want to have educational opportunities that provide a way for our children, our students, to be proficient in very, very important subjects that are going to be critical to their being able to gain access to college and career dreams and their future. At the same time, I think a fulfilling education for all of us has to do with the arts and music and critical thinking and social studies and all kinds of things that aren't necessarily the focus of these kinds of tests. So I do think it's both and. On the reading by the end of third grade, one of the reasons we focused on it is it's a gateway issue for kids. Up until third grade, you're learning to read. After third grade, you're reading to learn. If you can't read proficiently by the end of third grade, then you're really, really, the prognosis is not good, because it's expected that after third grade, you can understand and comprehend material. So it's really one of those proxy indicators that is really worth our focus. And it also has an effect on what our students can do in all of those other areas that you mentioned, not just the core subjects, but all of the other things we want them to be learning. So some of these things are really the foundational underpinnings of a whole education, but it's not just about these tests, it's not just about these subjects, it's about both and.
And we're almost out of time here, but Elizabeth Burke Bryant from Rhode Island Kids Count, anything surprising you see in the score report?
I think a couple of things. I think that, again, that third grade stood out as something that we really need to get underneath and see what's happening there. There's been a lot of emphasis on early literacy, so hopefully it's something that has to do with a curriculum or some other thing that can be changed. We have had a lot of energy by our teachers focused on that. I think the other thing we have to really watch carefully is what kind of shape are the juniors in this year? And when I looked at it, it showed that whereas last year, 40% of juniors scored substantially below proficient on the math NECAP, meaning that they didn't meet the minimum score required and would need to retake the test. This year, that improved by 4 percentage points to 36% scored substantially below proficient. So some movement there, but a long way to go in terms of really trying to prevent the number of students that we see this year coming to their senior year where this is a real issue for them.
Well, Elizabeth Burke Bryant, the executive director of Rhode Island Kids Count, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.